It's a Power Brekkie Show this morning, all thanks to Harvey Norman Musselbrook Fair, and I'm joined by Jack Goodman. He is an education expert from yourtutor.com.au, and how are you?
I'm great, thanks very much.
You're great, considering the shocking news that some schools are banning homework.
I know, isn't it unbelievable? It's a remarkable thing to have happen, but to be honest, it's something that we hear about this time of year most years. There's often a bit of a backlash about homework, and I think it has as much to do with the sort of shock of getting back into term one and as much as anything else.
Homework is one of the most important things. It, you know, it prepares students to be organized, or teaches them to be organized to take that time out, which they're going to need in high school later on when they start getting more assignments and essays.
Yeah, look, that's exactly right, and that's one of the big risks. So when we see stories or we hear about schools that are banning homework, almost always, if these are mainstream schools, they're primary schools, and they come from a place where some parents and sometimes teachers have a belief that kids should be out and about playing and enjoying life like they remember their own idyllic childhoods, and not inside studying, or God forbid, playing on a screen. And that's perfectly understandable, but you're exactly right, Jade. One of the big issues here is helping kids to develop a habit, even if it's a small habit at the start, but a work habit, a study habit, because if we don't get it happening at a young age, we know it's so much harder to get it happening when kids get older and get into high school.
Yeah, 100%. I can actually vouch for that, because I wasn't the best at studying and doing my homework, and I noticed when I went into high school, my essays and stuff like that, I had to put in a lot more work, and I hated doing it, and because I didn't have that routine, it was something that I wasn't used to doing, and yeah, I disliked it immensely, and I think it affected me not enjoying school as much.
Oh, for sure. Look, just think about it like anything, like going to the gym or getting fit. If you go from getting no exercise to suddenly having to train for a 10K run or something, you're going to find it really, really painful. It's just going to hurt a lot, and a lot of people might just quit and give up. And that's kind of what happens when kids get to high school. If you haven't got some habit of doing some reading, some studying, some math practice, some homework, some writing, it's going to be unbelievably hard to transition to high school. And one of the things that is really important here to keep in mind is that, especially for families with kids in primary school, is that homework should be sort of made manageable. It shouldn't be so hard that kids struggle with it and can't do it, and it shouldn't be so easy and boring and repetitive that it's not very interesting. So that's a really important point, and it really needs to be done in a way so that, as I said, when they get to high school, they don't have an experience like you had, where you really were sort of put off and you didn't enjoy high school, but where they really have opportunities to learn and to take ownership and control of their own learning.
Now, I guess as well, I think you hit the nail on the head when you mentioned homework should be manageable when they go home, because I think teachers also forget that it's been a long time since parents were at school. And I guess a lot of parents would be happy to ban homework because they struggle to help their children with it.
That's exactly right. So for a lot of parents, homework is a chore and a pain and a source of frustration and family arguments. And that is something that is really, really sad, and something we can and should do something about, because parents all, you know, we all want our kids to succeed. I know from personal experience, I've got two in high school and one still in primary, and it's really hard to watch your kids struggle. But I also know it's not a good idea for me to try and help too much, even if I do know the subject. But more often than not, as the kids get older, parents aren't able to help, and So it can be really, really frustrating. And that's why this is one of the areas where our organization, Your Tutor, really, we specialize in, which is to try and provide students with, access to expert online learning support when they get stuck, so that parents don't need to be the source of expertise or the source of a family argument either. That's really the key, is that parents should be there to support their kids and encourage them, but not to feel burdened by the homework themselves.
So what do you do with yourtutor.com.au?
Yeah, well, look, what we've done is built a solution online that makes it possible for a student to connect with one of our professional expert tutors on demand. So no need to make an appointment. Anytime someone gets stuck with a math question or an English essay or a science problem, they can log in a couple minutes or less. We'll connect them to one of our professional experts for 10 or 15 or 20 or 30 minutes of live, real-time, one-to-one help, just to help them get unstuck, as we say. And the other thing that we do is when students are learning to write and they want to get feedback on an essay, they can upload a draft to one of our experts, and they'll get some professional feedback in 24 hours or less. So the idea, again, is to really help students learn how to help themselves and make sure that they're able to, you know, continue with their learning and have a positive experience, not get frustrated.
Well, Jack, I think that sounds like a fantastic tool out there for students and parents, yourtutor.com.au, if you'd like to get more information on that. Jack, let's hope they don't ban homework.
Thanks, I agree.
Thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Power Brekkie Show.
Thank you, it was a pleasure.